Here's a traditional American tale. Winston, the Wide Mouth Frog. Winston was a wide mouth frog. Winston's curiosity was as big as his mouth was wide. Whenever Winston had a question, he always asked his mother because his mother always found the answers to whatever question he had asked. If Winston wanted to know why the grass was green, his mother told him what she knew, or she would look for the answer in the library, in a book, or even on the internet. Winston knew that he could always get his questions answered by his mother. One day, when Winston was eating his breakfast of dried flies, his favorite meal, he said to his mother, "Mama, does everyone like to eat flies as much as I do?" Winston's mother knew this was a big question to answer. And since she had a busy day ahead of her, she told him, "Winston, this is a very big question. Every creature likes to eat different things. Since I'm going to be so busy today and you're getting big enough to get some information yourself, why don't you finish your breakfast and go out into the woods to find out on your own?" Winston's mother then cautioned her son, "Now, Winston, remember to stay in the neighborhood, mind your manners, and be sure to introduce yourself. Oh, yes, and don't forget to be home in time for lunch." Winston was so excited. Finding his own answers made him feel like a detective. He finished his bowl of flies and started off on his adventure. At first, when he looked around, he didn't see anyone. But then he spied a little bird right next to a bush. The bird was tugging on a worm in the ground. Winston went right over to that little bird and politely said, "Excuse me, Miss Bird. My name is Winston, and I am a wide-mouth frog. I'm trying to find out what other critters like to eat. I love to eat flies. Do you like to eat flies?" The little bird kept tugging at the worm, and Winston waited politely for his answer. Finally, the little bird let go of her worm, and she said to Winston, No, I don't like flies at all. I like seeds and worms, worms and seeds, seeds and worms. And with that, the little bird grabbed her worm, and she flew off. Winston waved at Miss Bird and said, "Well, thank you, Miss Bird. Thank you. Worms. Ugh." Winston walked a bit further into the woods and came upon a big black bear. "Why, hello, Mr. Bear. I'm Winston, and I'm a wide-mouth frog. I like to eat flies. Do you like to eat flies, too?"
"Well, no, Winston. I don't like flies at all," replied the bear. "Well, they bother me, and I would never eat them on purpose. No, I like fish. Yeah, yummy fish. And I like to eat berries. Oh, yeah. I also like to eat honey. Honey is sweet, you know. Just talking about all that food makes me hungry."
Then the bear pointed to a nearby bush.
"Well, looky over there. Blackberries, my favorite. Gotta go."
"Thank you, Mr. Bear," said Winston as he waved goodbye. And then to himself, Winston said, "Wow, he must have to eat a lot of berries and fish and honey to get to be so big. Maybe he eats all the time." A few minutes later, as Winston came to a grove of trees, he spotted a beautiful deer. She didn't hear him coming since she had her head in a low bush and was munching on something. Winston went right up to the bush and cleared his throat. "Excuse me, Miss Deer." The deer stood her full height and looked down at Winston.
"Yes? What can I do for you?" she said.
"Good morning, Miss Deer. I'm Winston, and I'm a wide-mouth frog, and I'm trying to find out what other critters like to eat. I love to eat flies. Do you like to eat flies, too?"
"It's nice to meet you, Winston," replied the deer.
I must say I would never go out of my way to eat a fly. They do not appeal to me at all. I graze. That is to say, I prefer to eat the leaves of bushes and trees, and if I cannot find green things to eat, I have been known to eat the bark of trees. Now, if you'll excuse me, you caught me in the middle of a meal. And with that, the deer moved on. Winston called out after her, "Thank you for the information, Miss Deer." Although Winston figured he had a lot to tell his mother, he still had some time before lunch, so he continued on, forgetting all about staying in the neighborhood. For quite a while, he didn't see anyone to talk to. Soon he came to a big lake. He stopped at the edge of the water and looked around. As he waited for someone to come by, a fly flew over his head. In one quick... Winston grabbed that fly with his long tongue and he had a snack while he was waiting. Just then, he thought he saw something out in the water. What he saw was like nothing he had ever seen before. It looked a bit like a floating log, but it had two big eyes, bumps on its back, and a long tail that moved back and forth. The creature looked Winston's way, and Winston waved at it. And that's when Winston saw that the creature had a great big mouth with lots of teeth. Winston was sorry he had waved, but now it was too late. The creature was swimming his way. Then the creature got to the edge of the water, and it walked out on four short, stubby legs right toward Winston. "Yeah, what do you want?" said the creature. said Winston as he took a step backwards. My name is Winston, and I'm trying to find out what other critters like to eat. I like to eat flies. Do you like flies?"
"No," said the creature. "I don't bother with flies. They're too small to eat."
Then the creature took another step toward Winston and then glared at him.
"I like to eat a lot of things, but mostly I like to eat wide mouth frogs. You seen any?"
Winston made his big wide mouth as small as he could, and he took a few steps backwards.
"Wide mouth frogs, you say? Oh, wide mouth frogs. Well, that's very interesting. I think I hear my mother calling me. Sorry, I can't stay and talk anymore."
And with that, Winston got out of there in a hurry. When he got home, his mother asked Winston, "Well, did you learn a lot this morning?"
"Well," said Winston, "yes, Mama, I learned a lot of stuff. But mostly I learned that sometimes it's a good idea to keep your big, wide mouth shut."